Welcome to the teaching ministry of the Rock Church and World Outreach Center. We know you'll be blessed as Pastor Jim Cobray ministers the Word of God.
And I want to take you to Matthew, the 25th chapter. I want to read to you. Can you imagine such a thing? And then after I read you this parable, I want you to understand that I'm going to talk to you about the parable, and I'm going to share some truths from the parable, some, if you will, principles and laws that you and I need to understand in order to advance in the kingdom of God. Is that okay? But I don't know about you, but I want to advance. I don't want to stay the same. I want to know what God has for me. I want to be a person, if I can, I want to be a person that's going to be able to get in there and make something happen, and I want to be pleasing to the Lord. I need His presence every day. I need it with my marriage. I need Him, His presence with my children. I need His presence with my grandchildren. I just need His blessings all the time. And you know, the Word of God directs us in such a way, doesn't it, that it takes us to that place where we can get blessed. A lot of times when you hear the word blessed, we don't know what it means, but it gives you the opportunity to prosper in every area of your life. That's what blessed is really referring to. An opportunity that you have to get prosperous in every area of your life. That's how God wants to bless you. God wants to bless me. I'm so grateful for that. As we read this parable, remember, I remind you, as we look at the word of the Lord, oftentimes parables were spoken. They were stories that talked about a spiritual principle and spiritual truth. So these stories are really revealing and really give us great insight on how to live life and how to do the things that are going to be pleasing to the Lord. I want to take you to the 25th chapter in verse number 14. It's called the parable of the talents, but I refuse to call it the parable of the talents because it's really, to me, the parable of the steward. This is where we find something different. Everybody calls it the parable of the talents. I don't think talents is what it's about. I really believe stewardship is what it's about. That means what God's given you, that you deal with it the right way. And I want to read it, and then I want to come back and look at it, and I want you to apply the Word of God to your life. And let's look at it together as we look at the, if you will, the parable of the stewards. Verse number 14 says, "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country, who called his servants and divided his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according," I love these words, you ought to underline them, "to his own ability. And immediately he went on a journey. And when he had received, the one who had received the 5 talents went and traded them and made another five talents. And likewise, he who had received the 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received the 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of these stewards came and settled the accounts with them, so that he who had received 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents, saying, 'Lord, you have delivered to me 5 talents. Look, I have gained 5 more talents besides them.' And his Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.'" Verse number 22. "And he who had received 2 talents came and said, 'Lord, you have delivered to me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them.' And the Lord said to him, 'Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord.' Then he who had received the 1 talent came and said, 'Lord, I know you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid, and I went and hid the talent in the ground, and look, there you have what is yours. But the Lord answered and said, 'You wicked and lazy servant, you know that I reap where I have not sown and gathered where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited the money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing teeth. Now, when you read this, sometimes you stop and you think about, this seems like a little bit harsh. It seems like a little unfair. It seems like it really doesn't fit, but let's talk about it for a minute, because it's really saying something amazing about your life and about my life and about your life. And we need to look at it from maybe a perspective that we've not looked at before. I like that. First of all, let's go back to verse number 14 and let's look at it together, and I'll read it and I'll talk to you about it. For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling to a far country who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. Now here's, if you will, an illustration of God giving something to his people. And I want you to know that everybody gets something. In verse number 15, notice what it says. And it says, and to one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1. There's nobody that didn't have something from God. Every single one of us, at times, we feel like maybe God gave somebody a little bit more than us. It isn't the amount that counts, it's what you do with the amount that counts. You see, Deborah and I feel like we have always been nothing more than 1-talent people. We're thoroughly convinced of that. But if you only have 1 talent, it's what you do with the 1 talent. For a lot of you that are in here tonight, you don't even believe you have the 1 talent. You don't believe you have any kind of gifts whatsoever. You don't believe that you have anything to offer anybody. But if you're hooked up at all with God, you've got something from God. And you got God on the inside of you, and if you don't do anything else, you ought to share God with somebody. And even if you're a 1-talent person, again, I'm going to say it doesn't matter how many talents. We can envy and we can think they're wonderful, those that have the 5 talents and the 2 talents, because we're one that only has 1 talent, but it doesn't matter about the talents. Here's what the whole thing is all about, is what you do with your talent. What you do with your gifting. And most people think, man, I'm a loser. I can't do anything. I'm a failure at everything. I didn't make it in school. I have no talents. I can't sing like those people. I can't dance like those people. I guess I'm just good for nothing. May I say something to you? That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because remember, it's not what you have. It's what God has you to do with it. And when you have the right idea that says, man, I've got something, I don't even know what it is, but whatever it is I've got, I'm going to put it to work. All of a sudden, it makes the world change. And for every single one of us that are in here, we've got something. No matter what you feel, you may say like you have nothing, you can't do it. You're not going to make it. It isn't work for you. It's good for them, but it's not good for me. That's the biggest bunch of bull I ever heard. And you can live the whole life that you want in excuses, but I'm here to tell you that God's not looking for excuses. He's looking for somebody to take something and do something with it. And I love what he says, and let's read on as we look at the Word of God together. In verse number 16, it's an amazing thought. It says, he that received 5 talents went out and traded with them and made another 5 talents, and likewise, it says in verse number 17 that he that had received 2 gained 2 more also. And then there's this word on starting on verse number 18 called but. But. But means there's a transition coming. Here's a guy with 5 that took it and made 5 more. Here's a guy with 2 and took the 2 and made 2 more. But here comes somebody that's not going to do anything. But he had received 1, went and dug in the ground and hid the Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord, isn't it nice that God doesn't hustle us to do anything? He gives us time. And for some of you that are in here, it's a long time. It's time to get going with God. You've had enough time to think about this. You've had enough time to live in the world. You had enough time to do your stuff. And now God says, there's a time coming, and it's a long time, but today is your day. And in a long time, thank God, God's never in a hurry. If you're in a hurry, I want you to know something. You're going to miss God. God's not in a hurry. You know why? Because he's not controlled by time. He controls time. If God was in a hurry and controlled by time, then time would be a greater God than him. He'd be the one in control. But God's not worried about that. In a long time, it says this, that passes by, he says these words, the Lord of these servants came to settle the accounts with them. The first thing that happens is he who received the 5 talents came and brought 5 other talents. Do you notice the guy that's always in there making something happen can hardly wait to say something about it? He's the first one. I don't know, but when you do the right things, you just kind of feel good about yourself. When you do the wrong things, you know it. Look at you now. Got real quiet there. You know what I'm talking about. Notice how it didn't say the first guy came was the guy with one saying, here I am, I just have one, I didn't do nothing with it. It's the guy that did 5 that comes and approaches him and says, here I am, man, I had 5, made 5 more. And God says something to him because he had his 5 and he did something with that 5. Whatever it is that you've got, God's looking for you to take whatever it is and do something with it. And oftentimes we don't. We're waiting for God to do something. Listen, may I say something to you? He delivered the talents to us. If we're going to wait for God to do something, he only does it through us. And we're going to sit back and say, man, it's just going to happen if you do it, God. I had one person say to me one time, you know, if God wants me saved, he'll get me saved. Can I tell you something? Went to the cross, died for you, a beaten, bloody mess, hung on that cross. Are you going to tell me he's got to do it again? He's already done it. And oftentimes we're waiting for God when God's waiting for us. There's a job to be done. You got a talent. I don't know what it is or how it's going to work, but you get out and you take the 5, whatever God gave you, and you make something out of it. And if you don't have that kind of an attitude, what happens is you're going to have the wrong attitude, and you'll see what happens in a moment. And wrong attitude brings you in the wrong place, and the wrong place, then you're going to complain about where God's at. Why'd you do this, God? He comes along, makes this statement. He says this, and his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. Have you ever noticed something? God gave him 5. He's the biggest one that God gave, but God still sees it as few. To God, whatever we have, it's little. Doesn't matter how big the responsibilities are, no big deal to God. You know why? Because God's in control of whatever. He can make something happen. He's a God that holds the sun in the sky. He holds the moon in its right place. He holds the atmosphere around this planet. He holds the sea from flooding the land by taking the moon, putting it in its right axis. God knows what he's doing. He's God. He didn't come along to this guy and say, you know what? I gave you 5 and it's a whole lot and you can't handle it. He comes along with 5. He says, you were faithful over the little few. So whatever you got, God is looking at as no big deal, but we have to stop looking at whatever it is we have as a big deal. Is anybody listening? Sometimes we just say the wrong things, do the wrong things. He says, you've been faithful over the few things. I will make you rulers. I love the word rulers. Over many things. In other words, the one who goes and does something is the one who becomes a ruler. The one who does nothing is not the ruler at all. We're always saying, God, I want to be a leader. God, I want to do something great in the kingdom of God. God, I want to get out there and make something happen. I want you to help me to do this, God. And God's looking for us to get in and do our job. And then God says, listen, because you've been faithful a little, I'll make you ruler over much. But before you get the much, you got to be the faithful over the little. Is that not true? That's very true. Before you get the much, you got to be faithful over the littles. So the things that you have that you don't even think are important, God wants to use them. All you and I have to do is see that God is with us, and therefore whatever it is we have, we're going to do something with it. Is anybody listening? He calls him good and faithful servant. Verse number 22. And he had received 2 talents, came and said, Lord, he's not bashful either. You delivered unto me 2 talents. Look, I have gained 2 more talents besides them. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. See, not the amount. It's what you do with it. I don't have to dance like them. I don't have to sing like someone else. I don't have to play the piano like someone else. Can I say something? I don't have to read like somebody else. I don't have to be smart. Just whatever it is that God has given me, man, I got to do something with it. And the same reward when I do something with whatever it is that God gives me is the same thing he said to the guy that he gave a lot to. And he says this, and I love this. And the Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you rule over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. And he who had received 1 talent and came and said, Lord. Now this is where it gets interesting. I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown and gathered where you have not scattered seed. You know, I read that the first time. I said, boy, that guy's in trouble. Saying such a thing as that about God. But the problem with it is God agrees with him. See, the God that we served is not bound by the laws of man. The laws of man, what you sow, you reap. God reaps where he wants. In other words, God takes nothing, makes something out of it. Because look what he says. He says, you've sown where you've not reaped and you've not scattered seed. And I was afraid. How many of us are stopped in life because we are afraid? When the Bible tells us very clearly, God hasn't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And I'm afraid that if I try something, I might fail. But I've always had the attitude, and so has Deborah, we always say this to each other, I'd much rather fail trying than to be safe and never try. And for all of us that are in the house of God tonight, God's speaking to us. With an attitude that says, I much rather fail trying than to be safe and never have tried. And he makes this statement. He says, I was afraid. And I went and I hid your talent in the ground. And look, there you have what's yours. Like God was happy about that. But verse number 26 comes along. It's really fascinating. But the Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant. All of a sudden, man, here comes this incredible statement. Where did this wickedness come from and where did this lazy come from? Nobody else was called wicked and lazy. How come he's now wicked and lazy? My goodness sakes alive, he got his 1 talent back. He didn't lose it. Did you notice how no one lost anything? But here's one that didn't produce because he got something from God and never did anything with it. And all of a sudden, he is now called a wicked and lazy servant. You know. Now here's where God comes along. He says, you know, I reap where I did not sow, have not sown. And I gather where I have not scattered. See, he agrees. God's a God. Do whatever he wants, when he wants, how he does it. He is not limited by our thinking. He's not limited by our income. He's not limited by our education. He's not limited by how cute you are, smart you are, talented you are. Had nothing to do with it. He's a God that comes along and says, that's the way it'll be. Man, I'm telling you, you walk on water. That's the way it'll be. Raise the dead, open the blind eyes. He's whatever God wants him to do. He's God that says, I set the boundaries and make the rules. And he agrees with the guy. He says, you know, I'm a God that could do whatever I wanted to do. I reap whenever I want to reap. And yet I gave you something and you did nothing with it. Some of you have got eternal life and you're saved and you sit back and you don't do a thing about it when there's people and friends and relatives on the job that you know you need to be a witness to for Jesus Christ. You got something, you need to start doing something with what you got. You say, well, I'm afraid. Who cares about being afraid? All you have to do is open your mouth. It's he that reaps where he hadn't sown, and he'll make it work and not work. It doesn't matter. Comes along, makes this statement. It's a tremendous statement, verse number 27. So you ought to have deposited money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. Now, here's where it gets really fascinating. Listen to this. This is great. Verse number 28. So, take the talent from him and give it to him that has 10 talents. I always questioned God about that. Well, why would you give it to him that has 10 talents? I mean, the guy that had 2 talents was pretty cool. You called him faithful too. But here you took the 1 talent. Wouldn't you think that you would give it to the guy that has 4? Because the guy that has 10 has 10, and the guy only has 4. This way, if you give him the 1, he'll have 5. Wow. It's kind of like an unfair thing. God takes the 1 talent from the 1 guy and gives it to the guy that has the most talents. And I could never figure that out until God spoke to me about it. And he said, well, it's simple. He said, you know, if you took money and you invested it in the New York Stock Exchange, you got yourself a stockbroker and you gave one broker $5,000, you gave the other broker $2,000, you gave one $1,000. A year later, you come back and the guy with $5,000 made you 10. The guy that had 2 made you 4. And the guy that had 1 didn't make you anything, just the 1. Where would you take the 1 and who would you give it to? You'd give it to the one who invested the best. The guy that's the biggest. The guy that's the strongest. Here's the point. If we don't do what we're supposed to do, we're going to lose what we have and be given to someone who is doing it. It goes with our churches. Goes with our life. Goes with everything. I don't know why people are leaving my church. Here's why. You got to get in and get something done. I don't know why the things aren't frustrated, things aren't happening. I'm not blessed in my home or my family. You got to get in and make something happen. It's the one that makes something happen. It's the one. And the one who makes it happen the best gets the most. Listen to what it finally says. It goes on in verse number 29. Kind of a nutty statement. For everyone who has, here's this stockbroker with a lot of money, the one who has the most. Everyone who has, more will be given. And he will have abundance. Why? Because what he has, he goes out and makes something happen. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. That's like a terrible statement. In other words, you and I as Christians today are entrusted with the power of God. We're entrusted with the anointing of God. We're entrusted with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's a lost and dying and hurting world out there that needs to know about Jesus. And we can come into the house of God and be entertained with music. And have people share the word of God with us, and we can see people get saved. But until we get in and become the full-time ministers that God's called you to be, because God's called every one of you in here as full-time ministers, you just get dressed up and go out as painters and secretaries and firemen and policemen and go out and do your job. But guess what? You are the full-time ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ. And God's called you to do something with what you have. And if you don't do something with what you have, he'll take away what you have and give it to someone else. Now, I don't know about you, but I want that. There's a tremendous warning in there. A tremendous eye-opening and awakening that God is speaking to us. That we have something, we need to do something about it. And what we're doing today is not good enough for tomorrow. And I'll tell you something, listen to me right now. If you think you're worn out here at the Rock Church and World Outreach Center, you better go find another church. Because we have just started to fight the good fight of faith. And God has given us 5, and we're going for 10. And we're going to take the 10 and make it 20. And the 20, I'm here to tell you something. There's no such thing as old age and giving up. There's just going on, moving on, getting the job done. When the day comes, we're all going to get out of here anyway. And there's a reward for us that realize that God has called us to something. Sit around and just get by. Mm-mm. We're not a just get by people. God hadn't made you to bury the talent you have. You're going to have to get off your butt and get going. Did I say butt in the house of God? But there was one that got one talent. That's what I meant. Tonight, I don't know who you are, but I want you to hear me. Tonight, you may feel like you have nothing going. You may feel like you're the biggest loser. You may be out of a job. No one wants to hire you. Don't sit back and bury that little bit that God's given you. Don't sit back and be stagnant waiting for something to happen. Get out and make it happen. Take whatever it is you have and do something with it to build the kingdom of God. And watch God do something great. He'll start to add to your life according to what his verse says up there. There'll be such abundance and blessings, you won't know how to handle them all. Tonight, all of us have something. We've all got a talent. And if you don't know what your talent is, then hang around the body of Christ. Get into church until you find out how God wants to use you everywhere, doing whatever needs to get done. And watch, if it's not anything else but greeting at the back door, or if it's on that job, God's called you to take what you have and double it. And it's not you doing it, it's him doing it, because he's the one that sows where he hasn't, reaps where he hasn't sown, and reaps where he hasn't scattered. And let me tell you something, guys. If he can do that, then he can take whatever talent you have and make it special. Tonight is a challenge by God. It's a challenge to my church. It's a challenge to my pastor friends, that we all have something, and God wants to take us somewhere, and we don't need to be afraid and bury our talent, but we need to get in and work hard and make it happen, and he will make it happen. And you can run to him and someday say, "See what I've done?" And he'll say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." God's good. If God spoke to you tonight, come on, give the Lord a great big praise. We do that.
We want to thank you for listening to Pastor Jim Cobray. If you've enjoyed this message and would like to know more about The Rock Church and other resources, please log on to www.rockchurch.com.